I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Hello.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's not Friday yet.
What?
You heard me.
Take it back.
You take it back or I'm taking it. It's Friday.
Yes,
I know. Right, 3-day weekend. Just, you know.
Thank God.
Ooh. Cheat day tomorrow. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. You're
I thought
right.
You were done with your summer shred.
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow Saturday. Yeah, tomorrow.
I don't understand about the whole like shred and cheat day thing. Like, and then he says he's done with it, but how do you have a cheat day if you're done with it already?
Well, it's like a celebration.
It's like a cheat season. Like now you're shredded for summer and you cheat all summer long, right?
I'll be just bumping up the calories a little bit. That'll be the...
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, we're not going to just...
That just sounds like too much to think about.
It's not crunch wraps every day, so unfortunately.
Well, that's too bad.
But yeah, we're...
Whole chickens?
Yeah, whole
chickens.
Are
you a whole chicken guy?
I mean, I do
two
chicken.
Whole chickens?
I mean, I don't actually do whole chickens. I'll do a lot, though. I go to Costco and get the...
Big old...
Yeah, the big packs chicken. Of thighs.
Oh, you buy them and then cook them yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I need...
Like a bone-in thigh or a bone-out thigh?
I don't like the bone.
I like the bone.
I hate the thigh. Ugh.
Oh, the thigh is like the best piece.
Yeah,
the
if you like googly piece. Stuff.
It's well, just... I mean, yeah, you have to navigate around the googlies. I promise you, though, if you were on Survivor, though, you'd be like, give me all the googlies. I'll take all of it.
Yeah.
You're leaving those googlies? I'll take those.
I've been admitted many times, like, things are situational.
Yes, sure. That's a good point. When you're starving to death, you're like, I'll leave my hand. I don't care. Right. I only need one.
I can be all worried about, you know, the bed I'm sleeping on when I'm allowed to.
In this day and age of convenience.
But believe me.
I flew to this place. I booked a hotel.
I'm not throwing that dirty blanket off me if I'm laying on a sidewalk.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
Boy, you know, people laying on sidewalks, that is, that crushes it down to reality, doesn't
it? Yes,
there's
it does.
There's so much of that.
Thank God it's Friday.
Well, yes. Well said, my friend.
So do you know?
About what?
Really? About
I,
what?
I No, she says. I do not know. The answer is no, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So don't tell me. And I take it you do know. I avoid that. Bryn knows
you
and
will
and
not
Alex
believe
knows.
It.
I bet I will believe
you
it.
You will not believe it.
Well, if it's the one person that I hope. Don't say another word.
I'm not saying another word. I'm just telling
you. Talking about Survivor. Survivor, you guys. Survivor ended last night.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I was like, you know, I thought we waited until Friday. Is that what we do, or do we wait till Thursday?
We wait till Thursday to see it.
To see it, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
but
I
Vinny already saw it, though.
No, he read about it.
I looked it up.
He looks it up. He looks it right up.
Okay.
Sorry.
You always have to, and he's trying to get us to trip him up into,
No, yes, I'm not.
Yes, he is. Very, it's unbelievable. He's so tricky. So don't, the best thing to do is to not make eye contact with him all day.
All right.
Don't take any of the bait that he's going to lay out for you. He's going to make it seem really tempting. Like, oh, you guys want to hear something trippy?
No, you're just not
trip
gonna,
out
all
on
I'm
this.
Saying is,
you'd be like, what? He's like, well, you asked me for it. Here it is.
No,
I'm
just telling you, you're not going to believe it.
That's a big ass hint.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It's a weird final five.
I just finished last week's last night because I'm preparing.
So it's down
for
to Carson, Jam, the yoga chick, Jamie, I think her name is Carolyn. Oh, no, it's not. It's not her? Okay, sorry. She's out, I think.
Well, yeah, spoiler. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Carolyn, Carson, did I say who else is is left? Oh, Heidi and Lauren. Is Heidi still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yep.
It's just it's a not a field. There's no beefcake in there.
She played the idol when she didn't really need to. That was the Heidi.
Yes, I think that was the last time she could play it at six people.
Oh, she could. I think she could have held on to it for another. I'm not sure though.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. You could be the new expert on Survivor.
This is my first.
Listen, all I have to say is don't take the bait from him today.
I'm not trying to bait you.
Yes,
you
are.
I'm just saying you can't. You won't believe it.
I will say though that Vinny, I assume that you look it up because then you sort of discover it on your own. You figure it out because you rotten texters. You know, there are people out there who are deliberately trying to put that in front of us to spoil it for us. So don't read any of those texts because that's another way he can get you. He's like, what? I'm just reading texts. I'm reading what our darling listeners have to say. Our beloved listeners.
Wow. He sounds like a real jerk, that Vinny.
Yeah.
707 says,
No.
You guys are huge dorks. I love it. Mm. I listen to you guys every morning. Hope you all have a good day.
That's nice of you to call us dorks. Are dorks and geeks the same thing? Or is a geek specifically something to do with technology or gaming?
Yeah, and a dork is just your kind of a loser. Like comic books and yeah.
But if you're dorky, you're just like awkward and
only a dork would have this conversation, that's for sure.
I'm just wondering, you know, what are the parameters?
Let's break it down.
Can you be a geek and a dork? I'm a geeky dork. Or a dorky geek. Yep,
yes, you can.
Today's Geek Pride Day.
Oh.
It's possible that it's a misprint and it's Greek Pride Day. It's possible. just throwing that out there. Because I can't really see anymore. So I squinted at the thing. I go, it's Greek Pride Day? Does that mean, you know, whoopa? But no, it's Geek Pride Day.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about it now, but we could talk more about it in its assigned time when it brings you the celebrity trash.
Oh, little later. Okay.
Well, it's, you know, every day this guy's scouring the planet for what day is it?
Stop talking about Survivor, cheese and rice. I have to turn you off. Darn it.
Thank you, person.
No one.
They have to turn it off because they're afraid of Vinny spoiling it. That's what it is.
Listen, I'm not the person that's going to burn you today, but it's going to happen.
Whether you like it or not.
Well, it ain't going to be me.
You can't
either.
Walk around. You know what I watched last night? Because I didn't watch Survivor. I put on episode, I want to say it's 9 of
Ted Lasso. Oh, my.
It's coming down, man. You feel it.
Oh.
I mean, you feel it from the beginning of the season, but it's like now, what are they doing?
Was it your own preoccupation with the fact that it was the last season? At the beginning of the season, was that weighing on you and did that taint how you watched it?
No, I think I went into it hoping that
you'd just get another solid season.
Expected them to trek along and, you know, good times, but it felt automatic. 510, Vinny, shut up. I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
You want to, though, so bad.
I don't want to.
You're going to be so surprised.
I just can't believe it. When I read it, I was like, okay, let me turn the iPad over. Like, where's the gag here? Okay, fine. That's the winner. Got it.
Sounds like a real disappointment.
You know what? Right. I just, now I think I know who it is, and I'm kind of bummed out. Because there's three people that I'm like, any one of those three. And then there's two people I'm like, ah!
Oh, it's definitely those people.
Right.
One of those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
anyway.
We already know now.
I know.
All right.
Oh, this
no
person
need to watch
650 says, this season of Survivor was boring. I didn't think so. I liked it.
Oh, I didn't think so either. I thought it was good.
Oh, good thing I didn't watch it. Thanks, Sexter.
Yeah.
That's a hint, Vinny, so shut it.
Yeah, Vinny.
I didn't
your feelings about it.
I'm not giving you, it was an unlikely end result. I wouldn't have guessed it or bet on it.
That's a giveaway
there. That cuts out at least three people.
It cuts out three people.
Every one of the people is unlikely, in my opinion, in general.
Right. I mean, he's doing it. See, did you? I warned you.
I'm trying to stop talking about it.
You keep doing the texts. You're not trying to stop it.
Ted Lasso was good. I'm enjoying it.
Excellent.
I'll probably finish that this weekend. It looks like next Wednesday is the last episode.
Oh,
so I should start.
I gotta tell John. I'm thinking that
you'll never get there before they drop the next episode, unless you're just gonna sit in the house all weekend and mow it.
It is a 3-day weekend.
It's 12 hours though.
No,
11 hours.
They're each an hour long.
Yes, they're very long.
Great. Well, I'll take my time with it. Yeah, we should probably start that this weekend. But I think we were gonna go back and watch a few episodes in season 2. I think we went back and watched season 1. I feel like I've watched that twice. I don't know. We'll see what John wants to do. Whatever John wants, that's what we're going to do. Our 30th anniversary is next weekend, and our kid's 20, I think he's 24. I don't know. I lose track of his years. That's all happening next weekend. And then he's leaving. He won't even be there for our anniversary. He's like, all my softball buddies are going to Reno. I'm like, all right. Have fun.
Like John won't be there.
John won't be there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your kid.
No, kid won't be there. Oh, sorry. No.
Why does it matter if John, Riley's there?
Yeah, what do you want him there for?
It doesn't. Yeah, so Riley,
This is how you're made, Riley.
Yeah. Hold the candles.
Watch this. Watch it. Y'all hold the candles up.
Gross, you guys. Don't share that.
Yeah.
I mean, with anyone, ever.
No, I am with you. People who've been married 30 years, no one wants to see them bone. No one.
Well, I don't agree. I mean, your son doesn't.
Yeah, so for sure. I'm rounding it up to no one.
That kink,
but yes, let's start with our kids.
We all want to avoid that kink, okay?
Right, exactly. So it's just funny because, whatever John wants is what happens.
Riley knows mommy's best side.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Your son being around to... Never mind. It doesn't matter. I didn't put that thought in her head. You did.
No, I actually didn't. I was talking about John.
Did you think she meant her brother?
Oh, absolutely. Her son.
Yeah. He's not going to be there for our anniversary. What?
No. Right. Sorry. My bad. Somebody quickly spoiled the show for me.
So Let's do it.
No, don't.
All right.
Do not do it.
It's Kyle.
Oh, my God. Kyle. Not Kyle. No.
I knew it.
Anyway, I don't know how we got here.
It's your anniversary and he's leaving.
Yeah, I'm just trying to change the subject off of the one thing.
Okay.
That I just brought up again.
What are you doing to your head?
I'm trying to fix this thing. I can't stand when these are uneven. Oh, they're still uneven. I don't know. I just don't like it. Because I think they get that. It's the ties for my hoodie. I like them. I can't stand when one's all the way up and the other one's hanging way down. So then
That catches you.
Yes.
That's the thing.
That doesn't bother you?
No.
It bothers me only when it's all the way because I feel like it's going to get lost within the... If you pull it one side, you have to fish it through again.
One of my favorite sweaters has it lost inside.
It's so annoying.
I hate that.
It's just lost.
So I can't take it. So if I see that it's off, I'm like... I always see the extra knots I tied in it too. I just don't want it. I don't need it to be lost. I don't even use it. I don't even tie my hoodie. I should just pull it off. I should just pull the whole thing off and be done with it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because but then the one time you want it, like, oh my God, I'm so cold. You want to tie the hoodie around your head? You won't be able to.
Well, now you're all straightened out.
I am. I've got it all straightened out. See? See? We didn't have to talk about Survivor at all. Don't worry about it. Oh man, we had such a long day yesterday, didn't we? Mm. It was like, it's crazy. You're like, we got to talk to everybody yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We met our new promotions person. We have such a big deal coming up here. It's right around the corner. And we can't wait to tell our fabulous listeners about it. Are there any hints we can give?
Our Alice family.
Yeah, the Alice family.
Let's not give any hints right now.
No hints at all?
Well.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hint.
Yeah.
It's on a weekend. That's kind of a hint.
All right. Okay.
That's enough?
Yeah, you can... It's going to be coming out any second now. So.
Okay. Is it coming out? Can I say when it's coming out? Because I know when it's coming out. Can we tease that it's coming out?
What else you got, Sarah?
Nope, that's it.
Vinny?
I'm stuck on this. Why couldn't we say there's something, you're going to learn something?
Yeah, you can say you're going to learn something.
You're going to learn something next week.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about something next week.
Yes.
Right when we get back. Right after Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I'm pretty psyched about it.
Vinny just threw away his zipper. for his mouth.
Yeah, he pulled the tab off.
I don't need no trouble.
If only he could have done that when the whole, you know, spoiler thing was coming up.
He didn't spoil anything.
He didn't, I know, but he did kind of.
I haven't, trust me.
Yeah, it's all good. Now I don't even have to watch it, so it's
two hours.
Alex is bummed out.
Well, it is kind of a bummer.
Okay, tell me who you think it
is. No, don't say
Yeah, that's a good one.
See,
that's a great
do
one.
Do not bite. Don't bite.
All well, right.
Who is it?
To
so bad, though.
Yeah,
KLLC,
you know.
KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. No spoilers here.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.